Bismillah, in the name of Allah, all praise is to Allah. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is His servant and messenger. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. InshaAllah, today we will continue the series of the 99 names of Allah. And today inshaAllah we will learn 5 names of Allah which are related to Allah's supreme power. These 5 names are, let me mention it to you from here, Al-Qadir. Al-Qadir in Arabic means the all-capable. Al-Muqtadir. Al-Muqtadir is the all-powerful. Al-Qawi. Al-Qawi is the most strong. Al-Mateen. Al-Mateen is the most firm. And Al-Qahhar, the ever-dominating. So inshallah we will learn these names, we will learn their meanings, and we will learn also about the nature of man in relation to Allah's power, and we will learn the effect of learning these names in our life. At the beginning we must realize that Allah's power equals to Allah's will. So when I mention Allah's power, it is equal to Allah's will. Okay, so that it will be easy for us to understand. Okay, let me start now with the first name, which is Al-Qadir. You can say it with me 3 times. Al-Qadir.
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 The all-capable, the most able. Okay? He is the one who possesses the power and the ability to measure out anything and everything. He is the one who has the capacity to determine what will be. He is the one whose decree determines the measure and distribution of all things. Okay, Allah is the all-capable, Allah is the most able, Allah is Al-Qadr. The root of this name is Qadara. Qadara, to measure something, to decree, to ordain, to have power to accomplish, to have control over. We will read now some verses of the Quran where this name of Allah, Al-Qadir, is mentioned so that you start to feel what is this meaning from the verses of the Quran. And we will start by reciting from Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse number 65.
Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, huwa al-Qadir ala an yab'ath alaykum azaba. على أن يبعث عليكم عذابا من فوقكم أو من تحت أرجلكم أو يلبسكم شيعا ويذيق بعضكم بأس بعض انظر كيف نصرف الآيات لعلهم يفقهون.
Say, he has power to send torment on you from above or from under your feet, or to cover you with confusion in party strife, and make you taste the violence of one another. See how variously we explain the ayah, so that they may understand.
This is the verses of the Quran which are clarifying the power of Allah, the Almighty. We will recite again from Surah number 36, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Yasin. We will recite from Surah number 36, verse number 81. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ بَلَىٰ وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ.
Is not he who created the heavens and the earth able to create the like of them? Yes, indeed, he is the all-knowing, supreme creator.
Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us that so long he is the one who already created the heavens and earth, accordingly he has the power to create the like of them. We will recite also from Surah number 46, Surah number 46, verse number 33, Surah Al-Ahqaf. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أولم يروا أن الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض ولم يعي بخلقهن بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى بلى
إنه على كل شيء قدير.
Do they not see that Allah, who created the heavens and the earth and was not wearied by their creation, is able to give life to the dead? Yes, He surely is able to do all things.
This is Allah, the all-capable, the most able, Allah the Almighty, as He is the one who already created the heavens and the earth, He has the power to give life to the dead. We will recite also from Surah number 86, verse number 8. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We will recite from verse 5 to verse 8 so that we understand the meaning. فَلْيَنْظُرُ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقَ خُلِقَ مِمَّا إِنْ دَافِقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ الصُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِبَ إِنَّهُ عَلَى رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٌ.
So let man see from what he is created. He is created from a water gushing forth, proceeding from between the backbone and the ribs. Verily, Allah is able to bring him back to life.
This is the power of Allah, the power of resurrection. As Allah created us from the beginning, Allah is able to give us life after death. All these verses of the Quran are related to the name of Allah, Al-Qadir, the All-Capable, the Most Able. Now we will learn the second name of Allah, which is related to His supreme power, which is Al-Muqtadir. Okay, so I want you to say it with me. Al-Muqtadir.
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 Al-Muqtadir. Al-Muqtadir is the all-powerful, the dominant. Okay? Allah is the all-powerful, the one whose supreme power determines the measure of all things, the one who has power and ability to ordain all things, the one whose decree prevails in every situation, and the root is the same root of the name Al-Qadir, which is Qadara, to measure, to decree, to have control over. We will recite now some of the verses of the Quran where the name Al-Muqtadir is mentioned. We will recite from Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, verse number 45. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. 45. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And put forward to them the example of the life of this world. It is like the water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingles with it and becomes fresh and green. But it becomes dry and broken pieces, which the winds scatter, and Allah is able to do everything.
So actually, sisters, in this verse of the Quran, Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us that He is the one who created this worldly life from the water which Allah sent down from the sky, and then Allah has the power to dry everything and to break it into pieces, and Allah is able to do everything. This is the meaning of the name Al-Muqtadir, the all-powerful, the one who is able to do everything. Regarding the name of Allah Al-Muqtadir, we will recite from Surah number 54. We will recite verse number 42 and verse number 55 to learn about the name of Allah Muqtadir, the All-Powerful. First, we will start with verse number 42. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. From Surah number 54, we will read verse 41 and 42. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد جاء آل فرعون النذر كذبوا بآياتنا كلها فأخذناهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر.
And indeed warnings came to the people of Pharaoh. and Harun. They belied all our signs, so we seized them with a seizure of the Almighty, all capable.
Allah is the all powerful, the dominant. In the same surah, we will read verse number 54 and 55. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن المتقين في جنات ونهر في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر.
Verily the muttaqun will be in the midst of gardens and rivers, in a seat of truth near the omnipotent king, Allah the one all blessed, the most high, the owner of majesty and honor.
Okay. Now, inshallah, we will learn the third name of Allah, which is related to His supreme power. And this name is Al-Qawiy. Al-Qawiy. Can we say it together? Al-Qawiy.
Al-Qawiy.
Al-Qawiy. Al-Qawiy. Al-Qawiy, yes. Al-Qawiy is the most strong. Okay, the one whose strength is supreme. The one who possesses unlimited strength. The one who is beyond all weaknesses. The root is qawiya, to be strong, to be potent, to prevail over. And we will read now verses of the Quran related to the name of Allah, Al-Qawiy. We will recite from Surah An-Nur, Surah number 22, verse number 40. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم بغير حق إلا أن يقولوا ربنا الله ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لهدمت صوامع وبيع وصلوات ومساجد يذكر فيها اسم الله كثيرا ولينصرن الله من ينصره إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ.
Those who have been expelled from their homes unjustly, only because they said, "Our Lord is Allah." For had it not been that Allah checks one set of people by means of another, monasteries, churches, synagogues, and mosques, wherein the name of Allah is mentioned much, would surely have been pulled down. Verily Allah will help those who help His cause. Truly Allah is all-strong, almighty.
This is Allah, the all-strong, the almighty. We will recite from the same surah, surah number 22. We will recite verse number 74. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, we will recite 73 and 74. Surah, the same surah, surah number 22. We will recite verse 73 and 74. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس ضرب مثل فاستمعوا له إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لن يخلقوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا له وإن يسلبهم الذباب شيئا لا يستنقذوه منه ضعف الطالب والمطلوب ما قدر الله حق قدره إن الله لقوي عزيز.
O mankind, a similitude has been coined, so listen to it. Verily those on whom you call besides Allah cannot create even a fly, even though they combine together for the purpose. And if the fly snatches away a thing from them, they will have no power to release it from the fly. So weak are both the seeker and the sought. They have not estimated Allah His rightful estimate. Verily Allah is all-strong, almighty.
Okay. We will recite also regarding the name of Allah, the most strong, from surah number 42, verse number 90. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahu latifun bi'ibadihi yarzuqu man yasha' wa huwal qawiyyul 'aziz.
Allah is very gracious and kind to His slaves. He gives provisions to whom He wills, and He is the All-Strong, the Almighty.
We will recite from Surah number 57. verse number 25 regarding the name of Allah Al-Qawi, the most strong. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Surah number 57, verse number 25. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط وأنزلنا الحديد فيه بأس شديد ومنافع للناس وليعلم الله من ينصره ورسله بالغيب إن الله قوي عزيز.
Indeed, we have sent our messengers with clear proofs and revealed with them the scripture and the balance that mankind may keep up justice. And we brought forth iron wherein is mighty power as well as many benefits for mankind, that Allah may test who it is that will help him and his messengers in the unseen. Verily, Allah is all strong, almighty.
Now, inshallah, we will learn about the name of Allah, Al-Mateen. Okay, we can say it together. Al-Mateen, the firm. This name means the one who can overcome anything through supreme firmness and the strength of determination, the one who is most steadfast. The root is matana, to be strong, solid, firm, steadfast, to be certain and sure. We will recite about this verse, Al-Mateen, from Surah number 51, verse number 58. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين.
Verily, Allah is the all-provider, owner of power, the most strong.
Okay, now we learn four names of Allah related to His supreme power. And now we will learn the fifth name of Allah related to His power, which is Al-Qahhar. Double H. Al-Qahhar is the ever dominating. Okay, subduer. Okay, the one who prevails over all creation, the one who overcomes all obstacles, the one who is dominant, the ever dominating one. Okay, Al-Qahhar is a form, a name which is related to a form of Allah's power, which is related to overcoming all obstacles. This is Al-Qahhar, to overcome anything, to overcome everything. It is related to Allah, the ever-dominating one. This is related to be ever-dominating because He is the all-powerful. Okay, the root is qahara. Qahara is to overcome, to dominate over, to overpower. And we will recite now from Surah number 13, verse number 16, to learn about Allah, the ever dominating. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 13, verse number 16. قل من رب السماوات والأرض قل الله قل أفاتخذتم من دونه أولياء لا يملكون لأنفسهم نفعا ولا ضرا قل هل يستوي الأعمى والبصير أم هل تستوي الظلمات والنور أم جعلوا لله شركاء خلقوا كخلقه فتشابه الخلق عليهم قل الله خالق كل شيء وهو الواحد القهار. This is القهار is the last word in this verse of the Quran. القهار.
Alif, Qaf, Ha, and Ra.
Ha, Alif. After has, there is an alif.
Okay. Yeah.
And that means irresistible?
The ever dominating.
Yes,
go ahead.
Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth? Say, it is Allah. Say, have you taken Aliya other than him, such as have no power either for benefit or for harm to themselves? Say, is the blind equal to the one who sees, or darkness equal to the light? Or do they assign to Allah partners who created the like of his creation, so that the creation seemed alike to them? Say, Allah is the creator of all things, and he is the one, the irresistible.
Okay. Now we will recite also from Surah number 14, verse number 48, to learn about Allah, Al-Qahhar, the ever-dominating. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة نمبر 14 verse number 48 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار.
On the day when the earth will be changed to another earth, and so will be the heavens, and they will appear before Allah, the One, the Irresistible.
Okay. We will recite from Surah number 38, verse number 65, to learn about Allah Al-Qahhar. Surah number 38, verse number 65. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 65. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا مُنذِرٌ وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ.
Say, I am only a warner, and there is no ilah except Allah, the One, the Irresistible.
We will recite from Surah number 40, verse number 16. To learn about Allah, the ever-dominating Al-Qahhar. And actually the name Al-Qahhar is mentioned in verses mostly related to the day of resurrection. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم هم بارزون لا يخفى على الله منهم شيء لمن الملك اليوم لله الواحد القهار. This is the day of resurrection. Again, it is always related to the name of Allah, the ever dominating, the day of resurrection. And we will learn the meaning of this verse of the Quran.
The day when they will all come out, nothing of them will be hidden from Allah. Whose is the kingdom of this day? It is Allah's, the One, the Irresistible.
Okay. So, Alhamdulillah, now, sisters, we learn five of the names of Allah, which is related to His supreme power. Regarding Allah's supreme power, we must believe in two facts. Number one, Allah's power, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the class, Allah's power means Allah's will. Allah's power is the only power in life. There is no power except Allah's power. This is fact number one. Fact number two, Allah's power is absolute. Allah can do everything. Okay? So now let us learn in our practical life, in our daily life, in our worldly life, how can I get the benefit of learning these five names of Allah related to His supreme power? What is the effect of learning these names on the believer's spirit? Number one, full trust in Allah's power. If I learn that Allah is the only power and His power is absolute, I will have full trust in His power. We will recite now from Surah number 11, from verse 54 to 56, to have the proof for this fact, so that inshallah, after we already learned about these five names of Allah, we must start to feel full trust in Allah, Allah's power. And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we will recite Surah number 11 from 54 to 56. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إن نقول إلا اعتراك بعض آلهتنا بسوء قال إني أشهد الله واشهدوا أني بريء مما تشركون من دونه فكيدوني جميعا ثم لا تنظرون إني توكلت على الله ربي وربكم ما من دابة إلا هو آخذ بناصيتها إن ربي على صراط مستقيم.
All that we say is that some of our gods have seized you with evil. He said, I call Allah to witness and bear you witness that I am free from that which you ascribe as partners in worship. With him, Allah, so plot against me, all of you, and give me no respite. I put my trust in Allah, my Lord and your Lord. There is not a moving creature, but he has the grasp of its forelock. Verily, my Lord is on the straight path.
Actually, sister, this is a real image of Allah's power. It portrays him as holding every creature that walks on the earth by its forelock, whether a man or an animal. Allah has the power over all of them, as Allah is controlling all their affairs. Accordingly, in these verses of the Quran, Prophet Hud clarified that he had placed his trust in the most powerful to help him and to support him. In these verses of the Quran, we learn that everything is in Allah's hands. All power and authority belong to Allah alone. So put your trust only in Allah. We will recite from the same surah, surah number 11, verse number 123, because this verse of the Quran is giving the same message of put your trust in Allah. Surah number 11, verse number 123. This is the last verse of Surah Hud. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله غيب السماوات والأرض وإليه يرجع الأمر كله فاعبده وتوكل عليه وما ربك بغافل عما تعملون.
And to Allah belongs the ghayb of the heavens and the earth, and to Him return all affairs. So worship Him and put your trust in Him, and your Lord is not unaware of what you do.
Actually, sister, this verse of the Quran was one of the verses of the Quran which was actually behind my close relation with the Holy Quran. Because this verse of the Quran is clarifying that Allah the Almighty, to Him belongs all the unseen. And the unseen is 1 second from now. After 1 second is unseen. It is not to any of the human being, it is only to Allah. This is number one. And number two, and all the affairs return only to Allah. So up to Allah is the unseen, up to Allah is all the affairs. Accordingly, for me as a weak human being, I must believe that I must worship Allah, because all the affairs are up to Him, and He is the one who knows the unseen. I must worship Him, and I must put all my trust only in Allah, the Almighty. Accordingly, when you believe that Allah is the all-powerful, Allah is the most strong, Allah is the ever dominating, so you must put all your trust only in Allah. Because He is the only one who has a will, He is the only one who has the power, all the human beings are weak. And let us now know about the reality of the weakness of the human beings from the verses of the Quran, so that we will be always having the full trust only in Allah, because Allah is all the power and Allah is the most strong. We will read now from Surah number 4, verse number 28, to know about the relation of man to Allah's power. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Surah number 4, verse number 28. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا.
Allah wishes to lighten the burden for you, and man was created weak.
So actually, sister, this is a divine law. Man is created weak. This word man includes all the human beings. All the human beings are created weak because they are all powerless. Okay? So the logic question will be, who has the absolute power in this life? The answer is Allah is the one who has all the power in this life. Allah is the all capable. Allah is the most powerful. Allah is the most strong. Allah is the ever dominating, and Allah is the firm. So when I realize that I am a weak human being, I don't have a will or a power except by the will and power of Allah, and all the power is only to Allah, I will put my trust fully in Allah the Almighty. When you put your trust fully in Allah the Almighty, believing that all your affairs are only up to Him, you will have the sincerity in all your actions and deeds and sayings. How? Because when I believe that He is the one who can give, He is the one who can support, He is the one who can heal, who is the one who can solve, provide, cure, forgive, I will put all my trust in Him. Accordingly, I need to have the best relation with Him. So I must be sincere to Allah. Allah will be always alive in my spirit. All the time Allah is alive in my spirit. Why? Because He is the all-powerful and He is the one who controls all my affairs. So I am always looking for Him to please Him so that inshallah He is the all-powerful. He will have His mercy on me because I am the weak human being. Accordingly, when I plan to pray, for example now for Dhuhr prayer, okay, I will remind myself, Mona, you will have the most important meeting for your life at Dhuhr prayer. Maybe, Mona, you will die after Dhuhr prayer. Maybe, Mona, this will be the last meeting with the all-powerful, the most strong. So try to get all the benefit from that meeting. Focus on the meeting with Allah the Almighty. Call on Him for His mercy. Call for Him for His support. Call for Him to give you, the strength to follow His path, because it is not easy. Accordingly, when I realize that Allah is the all-powerful, the most strong, I will have the meeting with Him as the highest priority with me. So I will have the sincerity in my prayers, the sincerity in my dua, when I do supplication to Allah. When, for example, when you are doing the sujood down during your prayer, this is the position where you are the closest to the all-powerful, to the most strong, to the al-qahhar, the ever-dominating al-machine. You are so close to all the power of life. You are so close to the one who determines all your affairs. So you are in the greatest need to feel that He is pleased with you. You are in the greatest need to call on Him from the depth of your heart. This is the best chance for me in my life, because maybe my life will end after this prayer. Nobody knows. He knows. So if Allah, the Almighty, the All-Powerful, will help me to have the sincerity in my prayer, this is a sign from Allah that He is pleased with me. Because maybe this is my last one. And for every one of us, there will be the last prayer. Because all of us will die. Nobody knows when we will die. But I will die one day. And on that day, I have prayers. Inshallah. I will pray one of the prayers and I will die in between, before the next one. So if I have the sincerity while meeting Allah the Almighty in my prayers, and I will call on Him for my forgiveness, forgiveness of my parents, forgiveness of my family, forgiveness of everyone, I will always feel that all praise to Allah. If I meet Allah after this prayer, alhamdulillah, I am in a good shape with Allah the Almighty. Accordingly, the best way to have sincerity in your relation with Allah the Almighty is to believe that Allah is the all-powerful, Allah is the most strong, His power is absolute, Allah can do everything, all my affairs are only up to Him, so I only need Him and I need the sincerity with Him only. Regarding all the human beings, I learned the rule. Man is weak. The boss is weak. My husband is weak. My kids are weak. The king is weak. Every human being is weak. Why is they weak? Because they don't have power except by Allah's power. Accordingly, when you believe in these five names of Allah, related to Allah's supreme power, you will have the sincerity to Allah in your actions and prayers. And you must know, sister, that for your action or saying to be accepted, it must have sincerity. Accordingly, you may lose all your prayers or fasting if you don't have the sincerity. So we must focus on sincerity because it is the spirit of the actions. It is not important for someone, okay, to pray five prayers without sincerity, to fast without sincerity, to be a mother without sincerity. You will not get any of the reward of these deeds because sincerity is a must for any action or saying to be accepted by Allah. Accordingly, every believer must try to have the sincerity and to know the reasons or the ways for sincerity. This is one of the most important reasons for sincerity, the true belief that the only power and will is to Allah, the most powerful. Also, regarding the effect of learning these names on the spirit of the believer, is that when you believe that Allah is the supreme power in this life, you will always feel the tranquility and mental peace. We will recite now from Surah number 13, verse number 28, to learn that learning the names of Allah related to His power is the source of tranquility and mental peace to the believer. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Those who believed and whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah, verily in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest.
You know, sister, the biggest problem in life now is the mental peace. People can buy anything and everything, but they cannot buy tranquility and they cannot buy the mental peace. Because the source of tranquility and mental peace is Allah's mercy. And Allah will shower the true believer only with His mercy. The one who believes in reality that the only power is the power of Allah, the only will is the will of Allah, all my affairs are controlled by Allah. So when I remember Allah, when I remove the name Allah and I put the all-powerful, the most strong, Al-Qahhar, the firm, when I remember all of this, I feel a lot of security. None can harm me. None can cause troubles for me. None can prevent me from any good action. Because Allah, the All-Powerful, is taking care of me. When you remember Allah, the Almighty, you always remember that Allah is the absolute will and power. Allah is the one to solve, to heal, to help, to provide, to support, to give, to cure, and forgive. This will give me my spirit a lot of tranquility. If the doctor will tell me, for example, your mother will die within 2 months, I will tell to myself, Allah is the All-Powerful. And Allah is the most strong, and Allah is the one who controls all the affairs, and Allah can cure. Allah said in the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah has the power to do everything. And in life, you always learn about stories of patients whom the doctors were believing that they will die soon, and out of the power of Allah, they lived long time. Okay? So when I remember Allah in the middle of any problem, any trial, any hardship, I will feel tranquility. It is not up to you. It is not up to the human being. It is up to Allah, the all-powerful, all praise to Allah. I am all the time obeying Him. And when I remember Him, I feel that my heart is full of tranquility and mental peace. Also, when you believe that Allah has the supreme power, you will always have security and reassurance. We will recite now from Surah number 22, verse number 38. And inshallah, as a true believer, always try to remember this verse of the Quran, because inshallah, it will give you security and reassurance. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. We will just recite the first part of the verse.
Truly, Allah defends those who believe.
Okay. This is again, sisters, a divine law, a Quranic law. Allah is clarifying that truly Allah defends those who believe. Why? Because Allah is the all-powerful, because Allah is the most strong, because Allah is the ever-dominating. So Allah defends those who believe. This is a guarantee given by Allah, the all-powerful, to the believer, that He is the one to defend them. And whoever is defended by Allah will come to no harm at the hands of any of the human beings. None can harm me. Why? Because Allah promised to defend those who believe in Him. Okay? So, accordingly, the true believers are always feeling security and reassurance regarding the relation with any of the human beings. Why with any of the human beings? Because all the human beings are weak. Because this is one of the rules of the Quran. Why? Because they don't have power except by the power of Allah. Okay. Now, sisters, we will learn also about the benefit related to believing in the power of Allah. No fear, no sadness. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You believe that all your affairs are in the hands of Allah. So long you believe that none have any control on your affairs. And number three, you believe that Allah is the most merciful. Accordingly, according to 1 + 2 + 3, you must accept Allah's decree. Okay? And you will call on Him to make that decree easy for you, and He has all the power to do everything. So Allah has the power to make any decree easy for me. So I am supposed never to have fear or sadness, because I can connect with the all-powerful who can do everything and ask Him to make all my decree easy for me. So inshallah, there will be no problem. There will be no difficulty. There will be trials. There will be problems. But out of His power, He will make it easy for me. So inshallah, I will not have any fear, and I will not have any sadness in this worldly life. And this is according to the decree of degree of my belief in Allah, the most powerful. The more you believe that all the affairs are only up to Him, the all-powerful, the more you feel security and reassurance, and you are not sad. The less you feel that Allah is the all-powerful, and you are not sure, some of the human beings have control, if you are not clear about this belief, you will live like most of the human beings. Most of the human beings are worried, upset, sad, not stable. Okay, why? Because the truth is not clear to their spirits. And actually, sisters, you will not learn the truth except when, you will not know the truth except when you learn the truth. If you don't learn about the names of Allah, if you don't know that Allah has the supreme power, if you don't know that Allah's power is absolute, okay, you will all the time fear the human beings. But when you learn about the names of Allah, which is related to His supreme power, when you recite the words of Allah, because the Quran is the source of power, not just I tell you, sister, Allah is the all-powerful, Allah is the most strong. No, through your relation with His words. When you have the relation with His words, okay, this will make your spirit, okay, to feel connected with Allah, then inshallah you will have security and reassurance. Sister, let us try to apply what we learned in this class in our daily life. Suppose that I am a weak wife, I don't have a job, I'm staying at home, and I am an obedient servant to Allah. Okay? And my husband is a kind of a husband who is always nervous, upset, or arrogant, or whatever. Okay? And my husband is all the time threatening me, if you will not obey me, I will divorce you. If you will not follow what I say, you will be out of the house. If you will not be at home all the time, I will send you back to Egypt. Okay, this is happening in a lot of people. Okay? And they are living a miserable life. In reality, miserable life. Why? Because of the fear. The fear, the feeling of fear is too bad, sister, to feel that, you know, at any moment I can lose everything. I can be in the street and no one will give me any help. This is the worldly life now. This is the issue, you know, sister. This is why we must learn. You know, this is the importance of the relation with Allah. The relation with Allah is not just, you know, for the other life. No, the relation with Allah is the priority is in this life. Otherwise, I don't know how people are stable without this feeling and connection with Allah.
That's true. If you don't have connection with Allah, then
you are lost.
You're lost, yeah. And one of my friends, I told you, her husband just put her in an apartment and said, I'm going to divorce you. He left her there with her daughter. And now she's on her own. I mean, she doesn't know what to do. You know, she doesn't have a job. She doesn't have no kind of job skills or anything to fall back on.
I think it's true. These day and age, life is very challenging and there's always some obstacle coming up, so it's natural to have that fear. But if you don't know, you know, that Allah has your back, it's easy to get lost in that fear. But if you realize that Allah will always be there, and you prioritize your life on how to please Allah, then you won't have that worry. But it takes time and it takes knowledge to understand that. Without it, then yeah, you're lost. You'll always have that feeling of fear.
Okay, so actually I think sister clarified what I want to clarify. Also, it is always also related to, if you are an employee and you have a boss and that boss is threatening you all the time, okay, it is the same story that you always fear to lose your job and you always live the life of, you know, worry and upset. But again and again, it is the belief in the power of Allah, the Almighty, and the knowledge. And again, sister, this is the knowledge and the importance of the knowledge, okay, in the life of the true believer. I cannot know Allah if I don't know His name, if I don't know His attributes, okay? So out of the belief, inshallah, we will not have fear and we will not have sadness. We must always remember the tyrants which were mentioned in the Quran and how Allah defended the believers and destroyed those tyrants. We will read from Surah number 28, we will read from verse 38 to 42 to know about Pharaoh, a clear proof of the weakness of the kings over the earth, a clear proof of Allah's absolute power. We will read now from Surah number 28, we will read from verse 38 to 42. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال فرعون يا أيها الملأ ما علمت لكم من إله غيري فأوقد لي يا هامان على الطين فاجعل لي صرحا لعلي أطلع إلى إله موسى وإني لأظنه من الكاذبين واستكبر هو وجنوده في الأرض بغير الحق وظنوا أنهم إلينا لا يرجعون فأخذناه وجنوده فنبذناهم في اليم فانظر كيف كان عاقبة الظالمين وجعلناهم أئمة يدعون إلى النار ويوم القيامة لا ينصرون وأتبعناهم في هذه الدنيا لعنة ويوم القيامة هم من المقبوحين.
Pharaoh said, O chiefs, I know not that you have an ilah other than me. So kindle for me a fire, O Haman, to bake clay, and set up for me a sarhan, in order that I may look at the ilah of Musa. And verily, I think that he is one of the liars. And he and his hosts were arrogant in the land without right, and they thought that they would never return to us. So we seized him and his hosts, and we threw them in all into the sea. So behold, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the end of the zalimun, polytheists, and those who disbelieve in the oneness of Allah? And we made them leaders inviting to the fire, and on the day of resurrection they will not be helped. And we made a curse to follow them in this world, and on the day of resurrection they will be among al-makbuhun, those who are prevented from receiving Allah's mercy.
Okay, so actually, sister, these verses are a lesson and a warning for every man who thinks that he has the power to control or to oppress other people. Those arrogant tyrants always forget that Allah is the all-powerful. Allah will destroy them in a second. Pharaoh was seized with force and cast into the sea as though he was a little stone. So we must always believe that Allah's power overwhelms tyrants in no time at all. This is a great warning which we must remember all the time. We will read again from the same surah, surah number 28. We will recite from verse 76 to 81 to learn about another tyrant, so that inshallah we will always believe that the all-powerful, the most strong, the ever-dominating is only Allah, the Almighty. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa, fabaga alayhim, wa ataynahu min al-kunuzi ma inna mafatihahu latanu'u bil'usbati ulil quwwa, idh qala lahu qawmuhu la tafrah. إن الله لا يحب الفرحين وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي أولم يعلم أن الله قد أهلك من قبله من القرون من هو أشد منه قوة وأكثر جمعا ولا يسأل عن ذنوبهم المجرمون فخرج على قومه في زينته قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون إنه لذو حظ عظيم وقال الذين أوتوا العلم ويلكم ثواب الله خير لمن آمن وعمل صالحا ولا يلقاها إلا الصابرون فخسفنا به وبداره الأرض فما كان له من فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان من المنتصرين.
Verily, Qarun was of Musa's people, but he behaved arrogantly towards him, and we gave him of the treasures that of which the keys would have been a burden to a body of strong men. Remember when his people said to him, Do not exult. Verily, Allah likes not those who exult. But seek with that wealth which Allah has bestowed on you the home of the hereafter, and forget not your portion of lawful enjoyment in this world, and do good as Allah has been good to you, and seek not mischief in the land. Verily, Allah likes not the mufsidun, those who commit great crimes, sins, oppressors, tyrants. He said, "This has been given to me only because of the knowledge I possess. Did he not know that Allah had destroyed before him generations, men who were stronger than him in might and greater in amount of riches they had collected? But the mujrimun, criminals, will not be questioned of their sins, because Allah knows them well, so they will be punished without being called to account." So he went forth before his people in his pomp. Those who were desirous of the life of the world said, "Ah, would that we had like that, had the like of what Qarun has been given. Verily, he's the owner of a great fortune." But those who had been given knowledge said, "Woe to you! The reward of Allah is better for those who believe and do righteous good deeds. And this none shall attain except those who are asabirun, the patient in following the truth." So we caused the earth to swallow him and his dwelling place. Then he had no group or party to help him against Allah, nor was he one of those who could save themselves.
So actually, sisters, at the end of this class, in conclusion, we learned that Allah is the most powerful, Allah is the most capable, Allah is the most strong, Allah is the most firm, and Allah is the ever dominating. A reality which does not give fear and sadness any chance to control our hearts. Such belief is the foundation of the psychological health. Inshallah, next week we will continue about learning about the names, 99 names of Allah, and let us make the dua, inshallah. We will make the dua. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.